Bavakama Perak Yud Mishnahei. A gozel soda mechave. A person steals a field from his friend. What that means is that either he takes the friend off of the property and seizes it, like a Russia, or he encroaches into the other person's property and he sets boundaries into the other person's property, also like a Russia. Unetaluas Mesikin. And now Mesikin, these are bandits, thieves, whatever you want to call them. Imakas Medinahi. If they were going around, not just doing it to him, but doing it to everybody else, like the Rav points out, that they were just taking away land. So as they came, they went over to this person and they said, karma, you got what's coming to you. You stole this. We're taking it right back. I'm just joking, but let's say they just took it right back. Imakas Medinahi. If they did this to other people, meaning it's more of a global thing. They're stealing land from the whole area. Omerlo harei shalcholofenecha. So now the first Goslin can tell the initial owner, listen, you want your land back? Here it is. I'm giving it back to you. Because really, mi'ikar din, you can't steal land, like we've said in the past. You can't steal. Karka einin gzelis. You can't steal land. And therefore, you're not really returning land. You're just walking away from it, and you never really took the land. You may have prevented him from using it, but you never really stole it. So you could just say, here, take the land. The fact that somebody else is on the land now, that's not your problem. V'machmas ha-gazlan. However, if these mesikin, these bandits, stole it specifically because it was the gazlan's, they thought it was his property, he owed them money, or whatever it was. Chayv l'hamid lo soda acher. Now the gazlan, because he was the reason for this land to ultimately be taken by the mesikin, the gazlan has to pay the initial owner back. Even though mi'ikar adin, like we said, karka einin gzelis, and the original thief really shouldn't pay him back anything, he should still say harei shalcha lefanecha. However, here, Yerushalmi says that it's a knas to the first gazlan that he stole the land, that we make him pay it back, either to give him another land in its place or to pay him the monetary value of the land. Shtafa nahar, what if the river overtakes it and ruins the land? Omer lo harei shalcha lefanecha. He would say, listen, there's nothing to do with me stealing this property, quote unquote, because even if I wasn't here, the river would have destroyed everything on it as well. So here's your land. I had nothing to do with the fact that it was destroyed. You can take it. And he would not be responsible to pay him back in that case.